The two general farm organizations in the country have differing views about the proposal for a second beef checkoff. Chandler Gould with the National Farmers Union says they absolutely would like to get rid of the current 1985 beef checkoff and create a new one under the 1996 Generic Checkoff Act.
NFU has been very clear with the Secretary that we definitely like the opportunity to write a new checkoff. Here's what I've been saying to people. If you're raising cattle in 1985 when this checkoff was written, and you're still raising cattle the same way in 2014, we need to have a little talk. And we also need to have a talk about why this program, the 85 Act, is so prescriptive. It says who can be on the board, who can be on the Beef Operating Committee, gives half the seats to the Federation. So right there, the Federation plus one vote, NCBA controls the checkoff. If we would move the 96 Act, it would be more flexible. It would be more cow-calf producer friendly. This should be a cow-calf producer program. It would be flexible. Consumer supply and demand has changed. Our production system has changed in the way we produce cattle, and the 85 Act simply allows for none of that to be changed, and that's why it's so important that we move to this 96 Act. We've also been very clear with the Secretary that we will do everything we can to help write a good checkoff, but we can only have one checkoff running at the same time. What you do here in the countryside is we want to see reform, and that's what NFU is working for. That's why we left the Beef Working Group. We were simply being walked in a circle by organizations who don't want to see change because they're afraid they're going to lose money.
Dale Moore with the American Farm Bureau Federation says simply getting rid of the current checkoff and establishing a new one is complicated, and their membership will be making a policy statement on the issue at the annual convention in January.
The Secretary can't touch the 85 Act. The only way it is gotten rid of, well, two ways. Producers hold a referendum and vote it down, or Congress changing the law. That's why the beef industry can't just go to the Secretary and say, well, you know, we want to increase and have that conversation around the dollar, because in order to put it in place in the 85 Act, you have to change the law. Now, the Secretary, though, can create an order under 96, and it can be the same as, or it could be significantly different. He has said that he wants to have it done by the end of next year. He also wants to have a referendum 3 years out because the law allows him to hold the referendum 3 years out. Well, some say, well, the referendum ought to be up front. So you could have basically get up to another dollar, I'm supposing, collected, but have a completely different or a substantially different structure on how it's determined what that dollar is used for. And again, that's separate from the state level checkoffs. I know that this discussion and the Secretary's action, it has pushed at least a half of the Farm Bureau member states to add some new policy thinking that we're going to be considering at convention. By the time this order actually comes out, I'll have some pretty clear direction from my bosses all over the country as to what we think about this.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.